Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell. Today we have a very special guest. He is very to the point, very good with tarot readings and straight to the point with energy. He's clairvoyant. He's been doing this for the last 20 years or longer. He's been working with celebrities as well. He's very straight to the point. He tells it like it is, you know. He's basically combined, you know, spirituality, health, you know, being clairvoyant, and more with, you know, astrology, psychic readings, and more. And his name is David James. You can find David James on liveperson.com. He's very well known over there. And our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. You're listening to Messages of Light. Shout out to Reverend B, who is our wonderful producer. And I would also like to take the time to say that I am running holiday specials right now, and you can email me for more information at starwaya, S-T-A-R-W-A-Y-A, at hotmail.com, and we can talk about my specials. So also, please reach out to David James. He is an amazing reader, and like I said, he's just on the money, on the spot, all the time. It's, you know, he's very spot on and to the point. And if you want the truth and you're seeking the truth, no sugarcoating, he's definitely the one to talk to, because he gets right to the point, gets in there, and he's very helpful. So again, our call-in number for questions is 347-237-5339. I'm going to bring David James live now. Hi, David. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Amanda. Thank you so much for having me on this wonderfully pleasant November day. How are you?
Yes, it's very good to have you here. Thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
All right. So you want to tell everybody a little bit about what you do and how you got started so they can hear a little bit about you?
Well, I've been in the industry now for 25 years, and I started many, many years ago doing face-to-face readings in the Glasgow area. Of course, as your listeners will gather from the accent, I'm obviously not from the U.S. And for many, many years, I did personal readings, I did phone readings, and then towards the kind of early 90s, I started to branch into online readings. And since 04, I have been on liveperson.com, and I currently have the highest rating on the site of 27,000 400 reviews. Most of them, of course, most of them are pretty good, of course. Over the years, though, I have also done celebrity readings, and I have done a little bit of television work.
That's wonderful. I bet that was fun doing some television work. That must have been a great experience for you.
It was certainly interesting. This was for a small television company up in Aberdeen. And the show apparently went out at 4 o'clock in the morning. But it was certainly a very interesting trip. You know, it involved me going all the way from Glasgow up to Aberdeen, and then, you know, going onto the show with the other celebrity guests who were on.
That's amazing, and I bet you were just very terrific on there and really blew everybody out of the water because you're just so spot on.
There was a lot of positive feedback afterwards, and certainly it generated a great deal of interest in terms of face-to-face readings and house parties at the time, Amanda. But this is
wonderful.
Come back to the kind of the late 1990s.
Yeah, so you've been really working at it for a very long time. What actually inspired you to get into doing this? Like, what came over you? How did you get started?
Well, actually, how I got started was a very large car hitting me at a very fast rate of speed.
Wow.
When I left school at 15, which was quite a common age at that time in Scotland, and we were going back to the mid-1980s for this, I was out of school, less than 2 days, and I had a really unpleasant car accident in the local area, which resulted in me being classified as DOS, which is dead on scene, which obviously put a kink in my day. After that, I'd started developing an interest in these things and seeing things that obviously other people weren't seeing. So once I discounted the obvious possibility of being completely nuts, I started to research the field a lot more, and after that I started to do rune readings.
That's amazing.
And for your listeners, runes are a very ancient European system of divination that go back at least to the time of Caesar. I mean, that's when we have the first written reference to them. And these are little angular symbols, normally put onto little stones or pieces of wood. And basically you throw them and you read the pattern of the symbols. And it was actually much later when I started to get into doing tarot cards. I kind of put the two of them together, and it kind of developed from there, Amanda.
That's wonderful. So you started with runes, and runes really, really were kind of the start for a lot of people, I think, back then. And they have very interesting symbols, and I think that you can get a lot of vibes and feelings just off of the rune stones themselves.
The runes are a much more complicated system than most of the books would lead you to believe, Amanda.
Mm-hmm.
They were used for everything from deciding law cases to casting spells against your enemies and just about everything in between.
Wow, so protection and
now,
all the above. Yeah, that really does get into...
The only problem we've had with them in recent years is, of course, their unfortunate association with Hitler's regime of the 1940s.
Oh, wow.
Because, of course, the famous swastika symbol is actually a runic symbol representing the sun. And old Adolf, of course, reversed it, so it drew in darkness and ultimately destroyed him.
Sure. Well, I think that's like anything that you do. I think that there are some people who talk about the Kabbalah and how there was some theory behind that as well. But I think that what's very interesting is I talked with the Kabbalah person who said that it's really all in how you set your intentions with runestones
mm-hmm.
or the Kabbalah
yeah.
or anything, I think.
It very much is. And because these symbols, you know, the Kabbalah, the tarot, the runes, even astrology to an extent is keyed into that. Obviously, it does depend very much on the will of the operator.
Yeah.
And of course, the sexual role of all magical traditions is
harm none. I think it's the same with the tarot cards, the readings that we do, and things like that. I think it's all in your intentions, what's behind it.
It certainly is. And if you go into the reading with the intention of actually wanting to help the client, then obviously you can give the client a very, very positive reading.
Very true, yes.
The problem lies, of course, unfortunately, in the people who are less than scrupulous.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend a portion of my time trying to sort these type of issues out, you know, because we'll have clients coming with the, shall we say, unreasonable expectations of what they've been given. And
yeah.
It falls to us to try to bring them back down to reality.
You have a really good way with people who tend to be a little bit more, well, not only just the skeptics, but you also have a very good way with just turning someone around who thinks that they have the expectations right, you know, their expectations are right, and yet they're expecting something that, you know, you deliver in a very different way. I like how you have your comeback style with that. That's very good.
Well, I'm very direct and very blunt, and part of that is because I grew up in Glasgow doing readings in pubs and clubs. And for a number of years, that was, you know, how I did readings. And if you go into that kind of situation here, being less than honest with the client, then you're going to pay for it. Because the client is not going to be happy, and obviously it's going to cause you problems.
I think in any case, you know, there are clients that if they're dissatisfied, they come back at you in a very, you know, negative way. And we have to remember that we have to treat them, you know, sort of like customer service people. The customer is always right. So when you come from that, you have to treat them with the same respect. So I think if you had those results, it's pretty, you know, difficult and does come back on you, just like you said.
Yes, it does, and that's obviously not what you want.
No.
Because it's not helping you, it's not helping the client.
Right, so when you're a reader and you're trying to set some goals, I think that one of the most important things to remember is to, you know, you're striving to help. You're doing the best that you can to reach that person, and you've got to, you know, come across that way. And I love how you're very direct with people, and I think that you really get to that point, and you're spot on. It's very helpful.
Yeah. If you read the feedback on liveperson.com, you will find that certainly I am known for being blunt, but not nasty with it, because I think there's a fine line between trying to sort the client out and be truthful with them, like, you know, sorry, the married man you're dating is not going to leave his wife, even though you've been told that by a dozen readers. So you have to do that in a kind of sympathetic way, because obviously they've invested a great deal of their energy and, you know, time in that particular person. That can be, it can be devastating when
very
they're told
good.
That, sorry, no, the reality is not what you've been told it is. And
right.
Is
well,
to,
you know, when you've been fed a false reality, you pin it down and you really help the person to see what the truth is. That's something, as, you know, a person who has seen your work, I really respect you for the work that you do, because people can turn around and get those answers and then say to you, well, you know, this is not, you know, and you're just so direct that it's wonderful. It's a very good example for people who are starting in this field and who are, you know, just learning to develop their intuition. Seeing someone like you and the work that you do is very important to those people.
It certainly is. I mean, it helps for the kind of, I suppose you could say, the newer readers to actually have people that they can go to. And I think to an extent that's the one downside that we have with the online world in terms of readings, because people are so widely separated.
Yes. Well, you know, and they always say the face-to-face reading is always good. I mean, you talked a little bit about how you've done a lot of face-to-face, and then there was online, and I think that that's very good in your case, that you've done a lot of this work, and you're really behind it. That's very...
I think you have to have a mixture.
You do.
In terms of the work that you're actually doing. Now, although people will say, oh, face-to-face is always better, in my experience, it's actually about the same. It doesn't make a difference whether it's a phone reading, whether it's across a chat box at liveperson.com, or whether it's whether it's by email.
Yeah. Well, either way, it's the same with me. Either way, you're going to pinpoint what you need to pinpoint and get what you need to get for the person. Either way, you're a very direct linkage into what people need, so that's always where you start.
Well, I see no reason to lie to clients, and unfortunately this is something that I have seen frequently in the industry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've also seen very similar, but as long as you put out there that you're very direct, I think that's what people are looking for these days, is a more direct approach to what you do, you know, to their questions and what you do and things like that. I mean, if you could probably write up a list of what a person should be looking for and what to ask if they had no idea. I've had clients
mm-hmm.
say, I don't know what to ask, I don't know what to do, I just want to be read
yeah.
because I want to be, and so you coach them.
Mm-hmm. Certainly, you have to be sympathetic to the fact here, actually, that this is someone's life that you're dealing with, that you have in your hands.
Certainly, absolutely. So, if you had any advice out there for people that were, say, going to say they're just listening and they're starting out, what would you guide them to do? Just very
well,
short
what
and simple.
I would suggest to clients actually is, in fact, to do a little bit of research on themselves on what is possible and what is not possible.
Yeah, I like that advice a lot too, because I've run across a lot of clients who have expectations that when you look at
yeah.
them when you're finished,
well, you know,
you're going, oh my.
There is, unfortunately, this expectation that comes from TV shows of what we can do and what we can't do. And no, we can't kind of wiggle our noses and make your errant boyfriend return. Or
right.
we can't cure illnesses or tell you what color your underwear is. Believe me, I've had that question.
Oh, my. Yes, I'm sure you have.
So there is this unrealistic portrayal of what we are in the media, which is fine. Your TV shows, they want to get people in so that they can sell their advertising. I mean, we all understand that. But it does paint a slightly unrealistic image of the reality of the situation. This is why I would suggest to clients to just basically do a little bit of casual research.
Yeah, that's very good advice. And I tell them, too, you know, when you're getting a reading to, you know, really, really do that research and listen to yourself about the person that you pick, because, you know, sometimes you find that you don't connect with the first few, but you find
mm-hmm.
the right one, you know, along the way. It may not always be number one that you're going to instantly go, yeah, that's it. But, you know, then there are those that you say something to them, they get mad at you, and then they come back. Oh,
yeah.
You know, you were right. And I'm sure you've had a couple of those, too.
I've had many, many clients who have actually come on and they, you know, been very upset when they've been told, well, no, this version of reality isn't going to happen, and this is why it's not going to happen. And then they've come back 3, 4, 5, 6 years later and said, well, okay, you were quite right. I'm very sorry that you, I'm very sorry I lowballed you at the time.
Yeah, well, that's where they're coming from, then they're frustrated. It's just like you said, they're frustrated with their situation and they're hearing something that they don't want to hear, and we have to think about that when we're really working with these people. Okay, they're hearing something that they're not exactly happy with, but it's what we need to tell them to help them to, you know, move in the direction that they need to go in, which
mm-hmm.
is very important. If you had some advice to tell people about 2012, I know a lot of people are freaking out about that right now. What would you tell people right now about December 21st, 2012?
Well, to be honest, the winter solstice, which is December 21st, is going to be just like any other day. The problem here that we've been fed by the mainstream media over the last few years of apocalypse and the end of the world and all that kind of nonsense actually comes from a book called The Popol Vuh. And The Popol Vuh was written by Portuguese missionaries who went into South America after the Spanish had started their conquest and started to go out of their way to physically destroy the existing culture that was there. And they basically interviewed shamans of the period here and tried to write down at least some of the legends and some of their beliefs before this was completely wiped out by the Spanish conquistadors. Now, the problem with the Popol Vuh here is it's basically paraphrasing what was told to these missionaries, and it's not doing so very well. There is absolutely no reference in the Popol Vuh to any Armageddon or the end of the world coming in December of 2012. And the fact that the Mayan calendar runs out in 2012 actually just means basically you start again.
Absolutely. That's what I was thinking. I had someone ask me that. Yeah. Why does the Mayan calendar end? Thank you.
Basically what it does is it resets.
Yes.
I mean, what we have here with this situation is a bit like the Y2K bug, if anybody remembers that.
Yeah, I remember seeing that. That's a wonderful explanation. And just like you said, the winter solstice is coming, and it's like any other winter solstice.
Like
I totally agree.
It'll be an opportunity to get the cake and the prezzies out and watch TV.
Very cool. Very good.
Which is really what
okay,
most
well, we're
do
gonna,
at that time of year.
We're
anyway.
Going to take a really quick break, and we're
okay.
going to come back, and then would you like to take some callers, David?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. And, of course, if you'd like a live session with me, I'm currently running a $5.99 special on lifeperson.com, and I'm available most of the time.
Perfect. So check him out on liveperson.com, everybody. You've heard it. David James is straight and to the point. He does tarot. He started out with runes, and he's also just very clairvoyant. And you can call us with a question at 347-237-5339, and you can find David James at liveperson.com. He's running a special, and we'll be right back, David, and I'll see you in just a minute.
Well, I'll be right here, Amanda.
The odds of becoming a signed artist and having 3 number one albums? 1 in 100 million. The odds of going on to win 6 Grammy Awards? 1 in 1.4 million. The odds of this performer having a child diagnosed with autism? 1 in 88. I'm Toni Braxton, and I encourage you to learn more at autismspeaks.org/signs. Autism Speaks. It's time to listen. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Today's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Oh, nuts! There's a bobcat in this cave! Save us, Sassy! You will, but first you'd like to stress the importance of cat adoption? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year and they need to be adopted? Help us, Sassy! Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt!
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens, We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
You're listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. This is Messages of Light. My guest is David James. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339, and you can ask a question. I'm running specials. You can check me out, holiday specials, at starwaya@hotmail.com. My website is being revamped by a wonderful gentleman who has volunteered to help me with that, and I really appreciate Mark. So in the meantime, you can email me about holiday specials at starwaya@hotmail.com. We're going to bring David back. Again, check him out. He's got a great holiday special, $5.99, liveperson.com. He is a wonderful reader, straight to the point. He nails it right on the head and gets straight to the point. Our call-in is 347-237-5339. Welcome back, David. Glad to have you back.
Great to be here, Amanda.
All right, we have a question in the chat room from Beth Smith. She has a question and wants to know what is going to be coming for her. She's been waiting for a job, so she's curious what you have to say about that.
Well, from what's certainly being shown here, while she's at the moment here being more than a little bit frustrated, I feel that there is a significant change coming up for her sometime between now and the beginning of January. And it looks as if this is going to be, it certainly seems to be very similar to what she's done previously.
Very, very true. I think you're so right, David. And I think that she just has to keep moving forward.
She basically has to maintain his focus, and it looks as if recently she's been more than a little bit discouraged.
Yes, she has been, very much so. All right. Well, thank you for that. We're going to go ahead and pick some callers. Yeah, she will be. Okay, are you ready for our first caller?
Absolutely.
All right. Our first caller is area code 209. You're on the phone with Amanda and David. How are you today?
Oh, fine. Thank you so much, Amanda. And David, it's wonderful to talk with you. I appreciate you taking my call.
It's wonderful to talk to you, too. How can we help you today?
Well, thank you. My question is, I am on disability, and I have a lot of trouble walking, but I need to somehow supplement my income. I struggle every month financially, and I just need a little bit more money to be able to, you know, keep current on my bills. What do you recommend?
Yeah, to basically keep your head above water, in other words.
Right.
It looks as if there are going to be certainly some opportunities coming up for you. And to be honest, I feel that this is certainly something that you've been considering for a while now. You're tossing the idea around.
Mm-hmm.
It looks as if you're going to be able to find some work at home. And
okay.
It seems as if you'll be able to actually, in real terms, I mean, it's not going to make you a multimillionaire by any means, but it is going to keep your head above water. And it looks as if that's coming up here for you around Beltane of next year at the very latest. Now, Beltane is nowadays, of course, the end of April. Nowadays we call it May Day, which is the beginning of May, but originally it would have been the 30th of April. So between now and then, you are going to be able to get yourself a wee part-time gig, which is basically going to keep you afloat without affecting your disability.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, and could I ask a really quick second question if you guys don't have a bunch of callers holding? My youngest daughter has, she's engaged, but they kind of go up and down quite often with their relationship. She's not sure if she should stay with him, or is there anything I should be telling her, like advising her to make it better?
Well, unfortunately, the only thing you can really do is basically be straight with her. I mean, let's be honest, this guy has, to be blunt, he's been immature, he's been self-absorbed, and he's been more than a little bit arrogant. The two of them, in many respects, are cut from the same cloth.
Okay. Well,
and
actually,
what you need is basically, the two of them need to grow up a little bit, is what they really need to do at the moment. In terms of the relationship, though, I do feel that there are going to be some improvements, which would mean here that basically he's going to start getting his act together to an extent, and she's going to be easier to be around, because both of them seem to be pretty moody at the moment.
Right. You are absolutely correct in what you said.
And that
it's always about money.
Right. But unfortunately, money is a big issue, let's be honest. It certainly looks as if they are going to start to get their act together, if we can put it that way.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you taking my call, and both of you have a blessed day.
No problem. You too.
You too. Thank you for calling in, Mar. Blessings.
Okay, blessings.
Bye-bye. All right, our next caller is area code 360. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Hi, my name's Lori.
Hi.
How are you doing, Lori?
I'm pretty stressed out.
No great surprise there, then.
Yeah, I just got my Section 8 housing voucher so I could move out of public housing. And then I thought about, because with the deposits and everything, and I thought about moving down to Seattle and renting my friend's basement apartment. But I just don't feel good about it, really, and I'm wondering, where I might move, or if I'll find a place, or if I should move there to Seattle.
Well, this would be certainly a good time to actually follow your instincts in terms of that situation, and basically not allow yourself to be railroaded by other people the way you have in the past, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
As it stands, it seems almost as if you're walking a little bit of a knife edge. In the financial sense of the word.
Yeah.
But it looks as if that is certainly going to improve for the better.
Hmm.
So this might be a good time to actually start looking for somewhere that basically you know you can afford.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about, if I'll find a place in time, because I only have a certain amount of time that I can use that voucher.
It looks as if you will be able to find somewhere suitable.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting the impression as well here that this is going to be relatively local to where you are at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And much of that, again, here is just down to basically the financial situation that you have at the moment.
Yeah, but you do see me moving.
I was certainly getting the impression that you're going to be able to move and you're going to be able to leave a lot of the frustration and a lot of the anxiety behind that you've had recently.
Mm-hmm.
So it is more a question of when rather than a question of if.
Yeah.
But it would also be a good time as well here to sort of try to let go of the past.
Yeah.
And to basically leave a lot of the negativity behind.
Yeah.
Because in a lot of respects, you're still holding on to a lot of emotional garbage from your own past.
Yeah.
And that would be the root of at least some of your depression and some of the anxiety that you have at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's certainly time to try and let go of that. It also doesn't look as if you're going to be isolated for much longer either.
Hmm. How's that?
Well, it looks as if there's a new romance coming up for you.
Huh. Who might that be?
Well, you haven't met him yet.
Hmm.
Otherwise, you'd know exactly who he is.
That sounds nice.
But this is going to be a vast improvement on what you've been used to.
Right.
No head games, no violence, no boozing.
Wow. That'd be really nice.
So for
once,
you're actually going to be a happy haggis.
Wow. That'd be incredible.
Haggis, before you ask, is sheep's stomach filled with meat, barley, and spices.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it. We're going to continue our callers. We've got a list of callers here, but we'll be happy to hear how your progress is. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Blessing.
And, of course, remember, you guys can also check me out on Facebook as well.
Yes.
On my fan page, which is David James Psychic Wisdom fan page, funnily enough.
David James Psychic Wisdom fan page.
Yeah, all separated.
Cool.
One.
Very awesome. Okay, so check him out on Facebook.
As well on Facebook on Flying Pig Pottery New York.
Cool.
So I've got a couple of
Very
pages
cool.
running there.
You do. That's exciting, David. Very cool. Do you have any, before we move on to our next caller, do you have any announcements coming up? I know you're running a holiday special on LivePerson. Do you have anything coming up you want to announce?
Well, I am actually relaunching my Etsy store in 2013, which is Functional Ceramics, but that's a separate issue altogether. And if people want to join the Flying Pig Pottery page on Facebook, they will get a 10% reduction in price.
That's wonderful, David. Well, of course you want to announce that, too. That's great. Okay, let's move on to our next caller, which is, and everybody, please check him out on liveperson.com. It's David James, liveperson.com. Our next caller is area code 615. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. Thank you so much for taking my call, Amanda and David. I hope you had a lovely weekend. I wanted to ask David, how soon will I have a career jump change, major change with my career? How soon do you see this transition taking place?
Well, a lot of this is actually down to you basically having a focus on what you really want to change into. Because
well,
part
I
of
did,
the issue
I,
here seems to have been that you've been going in circles recently.
No, I think I've been pretty laser focused. So that part is really done. That I've been laser focused for several years in a couple different areas.
Okay.
With to do with creativity, but I just
oh,
wanted
good for
to
you.
See. Yeah.
It looks as if this will move forward for you, but you're looking towards the end of the first quarter of 2013.
The end of the first quarter. So is that? Oh boy, what is the end of? Is that March, April?
That would be March time or thereabouts.
March time. Do you see what I'm doing exactly, David?
It's not been shown exactly what you're doing, but it looks as if you're actually going to be far more happier than you've been recently.
Okay,
meaning that you're going to be able to leave a lot of the frustration and a lot of the anxiety behind.
Yeah, it's been a lot of frustration. It just seems like it's taken a long, long time to get where I want to be in the March frame, you know? Seems
mm-hmm.
like a long, long time, like it's long overdue. But
it certainly looks as if you will be able to get it together.
It's not that what I've been doing, right? It's completely different because what I've been focused on is completely different.
Well,
than
it wouldn't
what
be a career change unless it was different.
Right. So
yes, it will be different. It will be certainly closer to what you've wanted to do.
Well, that's not too far off March then, huh?
March really isn't that far away.
No. Okay. And I hope that my David, my man's name is David too, and I hope that there's
okay,
some changes.
Okay, there's a lot of it about.
I hope he's got some good changes coming. He's been in a similar situation as me.
Well, it certainly looks as if there are positive developments coming up here for both of you.
Oh, yeah?
And in terms of the relationship, it looks as if that's going to continue to be stable.
Oh, that's so good, because I really love him very much. And I can't imagine.
He seems an improvement on the last one.
What was this?
He seems an improvement on the last one.
Oh, is that what you see? He's an improvement from the last one.
I mean, it looks as if the guy's basically ready to commit full time.
Yeah, I feel like we'll I feel like we'll get married. David and I mean, he's
well,
scared.
Well, probably
of...
not this week, but there is going to be the opportunity.
Maybe in a year.
And, of course,
or so.
If you'd like a full reading, I'm available on lifeperson.com pretty much most of the time.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
I mean, on average, I'm there sort of between 12 and 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Okay, that's good to know. I know where to find you then, David.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Thank you so much for everything.
Thank you, Audrey.
I love you both. I love you both. Thank you.
Blessings. All right. Our next caller is area code 805. You have a great day, too, Audrey. 845, you're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Hi, guys. This is Kim.
How you doing?
Hi. What can we do for you?
I was calling to find out if possibly David had any... I guess could pinpoint some advice that would assist me as I try to make some changes in my life next year. I've done a lot of healing and a lot of awareness, a lot of miracles this year occurred, but also that all brings changes and things that I need to do, and I have a lot of fear that comes up. And
it's also time to let go of some of that fear as well, because it's holding you back.
Exactly.
And from what's actually being shown just now here, it looks as if you've had certainly a lot of issues to resolve, you know, both emotionally and it seems to an extent here on a spiritual level.
Precisely.
Which hasn't gone well for you, because a lot of this is stuff that you just haven't really been ready to face.
Yes.
And, of course, all the childhood crap was the icing on top of the cherry cake.
Exactly. Yes.
Hasn't done much for your confidence.
Correct.
Over the course of the coming year, though, it looks as if you are going to be able to regain your focus. And what this would certainly mean here is that you are going to be able to put all this behind you finally. So in real terms, it's more a question really of when things move forward rather than the question of if they move forward, if we can put it that way.
And assisting them to move forward, am I to just be open to seeing the way, or am I holding things back? Or?
Well, a part of you is still holding back, mainly out of fear. But fear, of course, itself is largely an illusion, and once you realize that, you can take charge of the whole situation.
And that's what it's going to take. It's going to, I need to take charge of the situation.
Oh, excuse me. It's certainly a time to actually face that fear and go past it.
Okay.
And there's a really real sense here, actually, of more sort of stability and more balance coming up for you as a result.
That would feel good.
That would certainly be very good, wouldn't it?
Yes, everybody's good with that, I think.
Mm-hmm. It also looks as if the loneliness is coming to an end as well.
You see love in my life.
Well, it actually looks as if there is going to be a positive transition for you, in the sense that you're going to be able to kind of put all the crap behind you and finally make peace with it.
Thank you so much. That gives me some hope.
So for once, you're actually going to be a happy bunny.
That's good, David. That's awesome. I know she likes to hear that.
Yeah, I have tears running down my eyes. I'm trying not to be emotional, but I really appreciate those words.
And, of course, if
well,
you'd like
he's, a full he's wonderful. Guest, he's can get me he's online. Direct, he's direct. He's great. You should check him out online. He's very direct and fabulous. I've known him for quite a while, and he's very spot on.
Thanks, Amanda. And, David, I could not hear what you were saying.
Okay, well, you can actually find me on lifeperson.com.
Okay.
And currently I'm running a special at $5.99, which is, of course, lower than what it would normally be per minute.
Okay. Fabulous.
All right. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you for everything. God bless.
All right. Blessings. Okay. Our next caller is Gussie is here. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
We're good. What can we help you with?
What do you see as my next job?
Well, from what's actually being shown here, it looks as if the new job is going to be similar to what you've done in the past. It doesn't look as if there's going to be any earth-shattering changes.
Oh, that can't be true at all. That can't
well,
be
we
true, and it won't be true.
Well, we don't connect with everybody.
Okay.
And this kind of highlights a fundamental point that we don't connect with everybody, and there's certainly no point in pretending that we do as psychics.
Okay.
You have a great day.
You have a great day. Blessings.
Bye.
All right. Our next caller is area code 718. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Hello, Amanda and David. How are you?
We're doing fine. How are you doing?
Great, great, great. There's probably a million and one ways to ask what I'm interested in, and I'll try and give you my best question, okay?
Sure.
Great. What are your impressions on this new business venture for the first 6 months? And it's going to begin in 2013.
Well, it seems as if the first 6 months actually are going to be a little bit slower than you'd anticipated, but not drastically so. And
okay.
Overall, in the long term, you're actually going to do pretty well out of this business venture. I mean, you're going to make money out of it.
Excellent. Do you see them keeping me on as part of the foundership or
it,
no?
It's likely to you that you're going to have the opportunity to be there long term, but it's going to be for you to decide if you want to do that.
Wow. Okay. And also
it
a half.
It seems as if they actually have a great deal of respect for what you're bringing to the table, more so than it might seem on the surface.
Really? Okay,
so that's
good. I'll
accept
that. I also have a half a question. I'm anticipating a physical move, a personal move. Okay. Will the financing for that be separate and apart from this new business venture?
It is likely to be certainly one feeding off the other.
Oh,
in
okay.
the sense that the business is going to give you the foundation that you need on the personal level, financially speaking.
Okay, okay.
So this is going to help you to move forward.
Well, thank you so much. That is some great and excellent news. Could I squeeze in one more question or no?
Sure, go ahead, really.
What else do we have, Amanda?
We've got a few more. She can ask one more question, and then we'll go
okay.
straight on.
Okay.
Okay.
I have this cousin. What is her problem? Am I her problem?
She seems to have a problem with the entire world. It doesn't seem to be just confined to you.
Oh, okay.
So it doesn't look as if you've got anything to really worry about.
All right. I'll
in a sense, this is not anything you're doing or saying wrong.
All right, which is what I thought. I thought it was me, something that I did.
Yeah, so there you can trust your own intuition.
Yeah, it's basically just down to her being, well, her.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Toxic, arrogant, and a bit difficult to be around.
Yes, honey, yes. Now that is right on the mark. Thank you guys so much. You have a happy holiday. And David and Amanda,
no
I'll talk to you soon.
And of course, if
you
guys
you have
like
a happy holiday
reading,
too.
And of course, if you guys book a personal live reading with me, I'm available on liveperson.com.
Okay. Bye bye.
Bye bye.
Bye bye. All right. Well, that was an amazing caller. That's really great that you're running a special, and I know that your readings are usually a little bit more expensive than, you know, what they normally are. So it's really good to have, you know, affordable things around the holidays for people.
Well, you know, the holidays are a difficult time because, you know, you're dragged into the whole commercialism of it.
Sure.
In the sense that, financially speaking, things are always tight. So it helps to have a little bit of a breathing space for people. And of course, today is Cyber Monday, so that's obviously another incentive to come and get a great reading.
Absolutely. Well, you know, we can all use that. A great reading really can lead you a long ways when you've got questions on your mind and things that you've got to do. We've got a couple more callers, so we're going to take these and finish up. We have,
okay.
Looks like a Skype caller. We'll try here. You're a 111. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
We're doing fine, thank you for asking.
Well, thank you so much. My name is James. I was just
how
wondering
you doing, James?
Good. I was just wondering if you could pick up on any steps or any action steps that I could be taking to kind of step into a new chapter for myself. I'm ready to come out of the cage, so to speak. So I'm wondering if you have any guidance or recommendations.
Well, from what's actually being shown, I was getting the impression of changes coming up predominantly for you on the career front. And it looks as if that's coming up around the spring of 2012 for you.
Okay.
And it also looks
yeah.
as if your love life is about to move forward as well.
Okay.
So there
do
are going to be positive changes.
Okay. Is it geared towards entrepreneurship as far as career change?
Well, that would be certainly a valid direction for you to take, in the sense that it looks as if this would actually work for you. And it would also give you a long-term focus.
Right. Okay, I'm ready. You know, it's been a long time coming, I could say.
Mm-hmm. But it's certainly arriving for you, and that's going to be the important thing.
Oh, that's great. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
You're great, David. Thank you. Thank you, Amanda.
Thank you.
Have a great day, James.
Thank you, James.
You.
Bye-bye. All right. So our next caller is area code 858. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Amanda and David?
How
we're
you doing?
Good. How can we help you?
David, I have a question. I had a friend, and something has happened. He's avoiding me. Do you see that he will reconnect with me or he will continue to avoid me? I've known this person for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And
to be honest, it really looks as if the door is closed there in terms of that particular person. And I'm not getting the impression that this is anything that you've done or said wrong. This is actually down to them. You know, basically, I'm assuming this is a he.
Okay. So you think that this friendship is finished? He will never talk to me again?
It would seem as if this individual has cut themselves off from a few people. It's not just you. And as I said, it looks as if they have some personal issues of their own at the moment.
Okay, so
I'm not getting the impression here of a reconciliation or a renewal of the friendship, to be perfectly honest.
Okay.
Which is obviously their loss rather than yours.
Yeah, it really is.
Can I ask another question if you have a few more minutes?
Well, we're actually running really low of time, but if you want to find David on liveperson.com, he's running a $5.99 special, and I'm also running specials too, so you can find him at liveperson.com, and you can email me also for holiday specials at starwaya@hotmail.com. We're just trying to wrap up the show here, but, you know, definitely keep in touch with us, okay? And really, he's right. It is their loss, and, you know, we're wishing you the best of luck. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All right. I'm just going to try to wrap up the last few callers that we have here with questions, and then we'll you can, you know, start your day out, David, because I know you've got a lot ahead. We've got a couple more
mm-hmm.
people. Area code 622-662. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Hi, I'm fine. I'm LaChandra.
How are you doing, LaChandra?
Hi. I was calling because I'm trying to move to Texas, and I'm just wondering, when do you see a move for me?
It looks as if you're going to be able to get this together around about early March to mid-March, and it seems as if this is financially not going to be as bad as you thought it was going to be.
Okay.
So there is certainly going to be some improvements for you.
Okay, so you said like mid-March?
Around about mid-March or thereabouts.
Okay. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you very much, too. And don't forget, he's running a $5.99 special, and I am too. You can check us out. $5.99 special on Live Person, and you can also email me as well. You have a good day. Blessings.
You too. Thank you.
Bye. All right. Our next caller is area code 484. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tonetta.
How are you doing, Tonetta?
Hi. Very well. Okay, I would like to know a time frame of when you see Danny coming back and wanting to pursue the relationship and start dating me again.
You mean, is he going to stop ignoring you?
Well,
because it seems as if there's something of a brick wall between the two of you at the moment.
Yeah, I quit bothering with him. As of November 20th, I quit texting him, and I quit having anything to really...
seeing someone at the moment as well.
No, I did not know that.
Well, hey, you know now. To be perfectly honest, I'm not getting the impression of a major reconciliation between you and him.
Okay. Do you know when he started dating this other person?
This would seem to have been pretty recent, like a matter of weeks.
Okay. Wow. So he doesn't plan on coming back or anything here?
He's really not that interested, to be perfectly honest. But look at this as his loss, not yours.
Okay. I will. Well, thank you very much for that information.
Thank
no
you.
Problem.
You have a wonderful day.
Meeting, I'm available on liveperson.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, you can check him out. He's running a special, and you can also email me. I'm starwaya@hotmail.com also. And he's very good, too, by the way. You should check him out. He's straight to the point. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
No
our
problem.
Next caller is area code 314. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
I am fine. Thank you so much for taking my call, Amanda. And it's so great to hear your voice, David. I love your accent.
Well, thank you very much. It's not a particularly strong accent. In comparison to many classical accents.
You what?
In comparison to most classical accents, it's really not that strong.
Oh, well, I've been to Ireland before. It's very cute.
Oh, I'm not from Ireland.
Where are you from?
I'm from Scotland.
Okay. That's why you sounded a little bit like... I am so sorry.
no problem. How can we help you?
I would like to know what the future holds for me with regards to finances and career for 2013.
Well, there is going to be more stability over the course of the coming year for you. Not mind-buggering wealth, but certainly more security.
I can't make out what you're saying, David. I'm really sorry.
There is going to be improvements for you over the coming year.
Okay.
Not mind-buggering wealth, but financial security, and I feel that the job itself is going to be more secure for you.
Okay.
So, I mean, things are going to move forward a little bit for you, and it looks as if you're going to have the chance to move up the ladder a little bit.
That's good news. Thank you.
No problem. And, of course, if you'd like a full reading, I'm available on lifeperson.com.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much. You have a marvelous day.
You too.
Thank you.
Thanks, Amanda.
All right. Our next caller is area code 804. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
We're doing fine.
That's good. My name is Kina, and I would like to know, what do you see for me for relationship on the relationship front?
You mean you're going to have one?
Yes. Do you see me having one?
There is actually a new guy coming into your life here, and it looks as if he's going to be very, very different from what you've been used to.
Okay.
Meaning that this will be a relationship based on trust and respect. It's not just going to be an empty infatuation.
Okay. Do you see him coming in soon?
We're looking roughly here at the beginning of February.
Okay, February. Okay.
And it looks as if he is going to be a lot of fun to be around.
Okay.
Now, if you'd like a full reading on the specifics of this, I'm available most of the time on lifeperson.com.
Okay. All right. Thank you, David and Amanda. Y'all have a good day.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.
And you can also email me at starway@hotmail.com. I'm also running a special. I think it's great what you're doing, David. You're just reaching so many people this way. We have one last caller here. We're going to take their call, and then we'll end the show. And that's area code 408. You're on the line with Amanda and David. How are you?
Hi, Amanda. Hi, David. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good, good. Thank you so much, Amanda, and thank you so much, David. My name is Veronica, and I guess I just have two very quick questions, and one has to do with career. My job ended a week ago, and I'm just seeing right now, what do you see coming up for me regarding careers? And ironically, the same week that my job ended, a person just showed up in my life that just really took my breath away. And
okay.
Right now it's kind of up in the air. It's kind of funny how, you know, things happen. But
in terms of the job situation, it looks as if you're actually going to be able to move forward before the end of the year. So there are new opportunities coming up for you. And looking at this relationship here, it actually looks as if it's going to be a very positive chapter for you.
A very what, I'm sorry?
Positive chapter for you.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, for once, you're actually going to be a happy bunny.
So, you see this continuing then?
It looks as if it's going to continue to develop.
Is it a long-term thing or is it going to be a fling?
It's going to have the potential to be long-term, but ultimately, it's going to be for you to decide.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, and I hope this new job opportunity is a good one with same money or more. Do you see that being the case?
I mean, it's going to be about the same as what you were on.
Okay.
But there's going to be far less bullshit for you to deal with. Sorry, say again?
Okay, is it going to be a contract or a long-term
This could
thing?
Be a starting of a contract and then becoming more.
Oh, thanks, God. David, you have no idea how much I hope that you are correct on both aspects, because this one warms up my heart, even though my pocket is cold.
Mm-hmm. Well, things are certainly going to start to improve for you. And, of course, if you'd like a full in-depth reading, I'm available on liveperson.com.
Can you repeat that again, please?
Okay. If you'd like a full in-depth reading, I'm available on liveperson.com.
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 Okay, perfect. You know, it will help if it's written down. I'm going to make sure I'm going to add it up.
If you go into the chat room, the URL link is actually posted there.
Yeah, it's in the room. You'll see it there.
I will definitely keep an eye for it. Thank you so much.
Okay. You
Thank
have
you.
A great day.
Many blessings to everyone.
Blessings. All right, that was our last caller. Thank you so much, David, for coming on the show. And everybody, check out liveperson.com. Yeah, you're welcome. And everybody, check out liveperson.com. David James, you've been a wonderful guest, and you've been listening to WGGM Radio. I'll see you next week. Thank you again, David. We'll have to do it again. It was wonderful.
Yes, so we will. You guys have a
All right.
fantastic day.
Blessings. All right, you've been listening to WGGM Radio. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, and we will see you next week, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, 9 a.m. Pacific, and noon Eastern on Messages of Light. And I'm also running a special 30 minutes for a certain price and an hour. I run hourly specials, and I'm also doing special oil blends. So you can email me for details on my minute specials at starwaya@hotmail.com. See you next week.
You know the bed feels warmer. Sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Our Father.